News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Coming on first is the Mumbai Metro Rail Corporation Limited, MMRCL, a joint venture of the Government of India and the Government of Maharashtra, issued a recruitment notice for the post of Chief Vigilance Officer, CVO, on deputation basis. The closing date for applications has been extended to 30th September 2024. Candidates are required to submit their applications in the prescribed format through the proper channel to the Chief General Manager, HR, at the MMRCL office in Mumbai. Detailed information regarding the post can be found on the MMRCL website, that is https://mmrcl.com. Applications are invited for engagement of retired persons below the age of 62 years as consultants on a contractual basis for various positions in the National Green Tribunal Principal Bench, Faridkot House, Copernicus Mark, New Delhi. Consultant Legal, 1 vacancy. Consultant Audit, 3 vacancies. Consultant Admin, 1 vacancy. Interested persons may submit their applications in the prescribed proforma available on the website greentribunal.gov.in through proper channel so as to reach before 30/9/2024. The New India Assurance Company Limited, a Government of India undertaking, invites online applications for the post of Administrative Officer Scale 1. There are 120 vacancies for generalist and 50 vacancies for accounts with a basic pay of 50,925 rupees on a scale of 50,925 to 96,765 rupees along with other admissible allowances. Eligible candidates must hold a Chartered Accountant, ICAI or Cost and Management Account, ICWAI qualification or an MBA Finance, PGDM Finance, MCOM degree with a minimum of 60% marks or a graduation or post-graduation degree with the same criteria. The application window is open till 29 September 2024. Interested candidates can apply via the company's official website, that is www.newindia.co.in. The Rashtriya Ayurveda Vidyapeeth, an autonomous organization under the Ministry of Ayush, has announced recruitment for one post of Lower Division Clerk, LDC, under pay level 2, with the last date of submission being 30th September 2024. Eligible candidates are encouraged to visit the official website for further details and to apply, that is https://ravdelhi.nic.in. The Jute Corporation of India Limited is conducting a fresh recruitment and special recruitment drive for non-executive posts. The available positions include 23 posts for accountant, 25 posts for junior assistant, and 42 posts for junior inspector. The last date for receipt of applications is 30th September 2024. For detailed notification and to apply, kindly visit www.jutecorp.in. National Council for Educational Research and Training, NCERT, located at Sri Aurobindo Mark, New Delhi, for the recruitment of principal Group A positions. There are 5 vacancies, including 1 anticipated vacancy for its regional institutes of education located in Ajmer, Bhopal, Bhubaneswar, Mysuru, and Shillong. Interested candidates can find the eligibility criteria and other details on the NCERT website at www.ncert.nic.in under the Announcement Vacancy Academic section. The last date for submission of completed applications is 21 days from the date of publication of this notification in the Employment News. The Central Information Commission, CIC, established under the Right to Information Act 2005, invites applications from internationals for the selection of legal consultants on contract basis. The selected candidates will be engaged initially for a period of 1 year. Candidates must be law graduates from a recognized university with at least 50% marks, qualified in the All India Bar Examination, and have minimum of 1 year of work experience in courts, judicial or quasi-judicial authorities. The maximum age limit for applicants is 35 years as of the last date of application submission. The selected candidates will receive a consolidated remuneration of 40,000 rupees per month. After 1 year, an increment of 5,000 rupees may be granted, subject to satisfactory performance. Interested candidates must submit their applications in the prescribed format along with self-attested copies of relevant certificates in a sealed envelope, superscribed selection for preparation of panel for legal consultants in CIC, and must reach within 30 days of the advertisement's publication in Employment News. For further details, candidates can refer to the full advertisement on the CIC website, that is https://cic.gov.in. The Indian Coast Guard has invited applications from eligible and willing candidates for filling various civilian posts on deputation ISTC basis for an initial period of 2 years. The posts include Senior Civilian Staff Officer Logistics under General Central Service Group A gazetted, Non-Ministerial in Level 12 of the 7CPC pay matrix with 3 vacancies in Chennai, Paradip, Porbandar, Kochi and Port Blair. Other positions include Civilian Staff Officer Logistics in Level 7 of the 7CPC with 12 vacancies in Chennai, Mumbai, Porbandar, Paradip, Kochi and Port Blair. Assistant Director Official Language in Level 10 with 3 vacancies in Kolkata, Mumbai, Ratnagiri and Tuticorin. And Section Officer in Pay Level 8 with 7 vacancies in multiple locations that are Chennai, Vizag, Ratnagiri, Karwar, Mayabandar, Port Blair, Okha, Wadiner, Kolkata and Fraser Ganj. Additional posts include Civilian Gazetted Officers Logistics in Level 7 with 8 vacancies in New Delhi, Kolkata, Paradip and Porbandar. Foreman of Stores in Level 6 with 2 vacancies and Storekeeper Grade 1 in Level 4 with 3 vacancies in Chennai, Okha and Bhubaneswar. The detailed advertisement and application forms can be accessed on the Indian Coast Guard's website at www.indiancoastguard.gov.in. Applications along with the required documents must be submitted within 60 days of the publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.